From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to the country and perhaps set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
In the coming days, the United States and our ISSG partners on the ceasefire task force will undertake a series of steps to implement the cessation of hostilities by February 27th.
The cessation would apply to all parties in the conflict except terrorist groups. Some of the issues linked to the cessation still appear to be unresolved. Ugandan police arrested Kizza Besigye again Monday. Jill Craig reports.
Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission, where he would gather evidence that he said would help him decide whether to contest his loss at the Supreme Court. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. According to Kampala police spokesman Patrick Onyango, Besigye was detained for mobilizing a group of youth to storm the Electoral Commission, who he said planned to cause violence in Kampala. The opposition has accused Museveni operatives of vote rigging. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is, in his words, chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor into encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched a deadly attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple companies if Apple complies with a request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' homes. This is VOA News. The death toll from the cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday has risen to at least 29. Aerial footage taken of Fiji in the aftermath of Cyclone Winston reveals a landscape filled with rubble, flooded streets, uprooted trees, and scattered debris. Many people lost power and are cut off from communication. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum.
Sadly, Mr. Speaker, I have known a number of couples who've begun divorce proceedings, but I do not know of any who've begun divorce proceedings in order to renew their marriage vows.
London Mayor Boris Johnson had suggested a second vote could help Britain renegotiate its terms with the EU. A study to determine whether the Zika virus is causing babies to be born with microcephaly, a serious birth defect, has begun in Brazil. A 16-member team from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are doing the study. Dr. Aaron Staples is an epidemiologist with the CDC.
We'll also be taking blood samples from the mom and the baby to look for the presence of Zika virus infection. And then we'll be comparing between, again, the moms that didn't have microcephaly, the moms that do have a child born with microcephaly.
The World Health Organization has declared the Zika outbreak an international health emergency. Prosecutors say the suspect in a shooting spree in the northern U.S. state of Michigan admitted to carrying out the attacks that killed six people. Prosecutors say Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record, made the confession during police questioning. Dalton appeared by a video before a judge.
Are you Jason Brian Dalton?
Yes.
Is there anything you wish to tell the court at this time?
I would prefer just to remain silent.
Dalton was charged with 6 counts of murder, along with 10 other assault and firearm offenses. Investigators are still trying to find out the motive for the attack. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada with businessman Donald Trump, hoping to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses. Recent political surveys show Trump with a significant lead in Nevada. A CNN ORC poll conducted earlier this month showed him winning 45% of Republican voters. Florida Senator Mark Rubio was second with 19%, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz third at 17%. The next Democratic presidential nominating contest is in South Carolina on Saturday. It is a party primary election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heavily favored to win. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.